Everyone, and welcome to the Waken Podcast. I'm David, and I'm here with
your host, Cassidy.
And before we even begin, we just want to start off by saying, please forgive us. There's going to be a little noise in the background. We got some stuff going on at the house.
Got some airplanes overhead. Got the dog in the room.
So we got a lot of going on. So
yeah, this is not just a studio please setup.
Excuse us. Yeah. So we are going to be talking about plants.
Party of plants.
Those green things you have in your house.
Yeah.
And Cassidy will be doing the majority of the talking today because she's more of the indoor plants. That's her forte.
Yeah. You do. Our deal
I
is
do
like,
outdoor.
He does outdoor. I do indoor.
I
and
do
that's
fruit,
like decor,
citrus,
everything.
Herbs, vegetables. That's my thing outside. I like gardening outside, but
chickens.
Indoor, not so much.
Yeah.
So you're going to be hearing more of Cassie today. I'll be asking questions, but
yeah, we'll do another episode. Maybe
if you guys want to hear how I make my plants grow year round.
Yeah. And like taking care of chickens
and taking care of chickens,
all of your outdoor urban
and keeping my chickens alive. Cause my dog is a little bit of a hunter and I'm trying to keep them away from
have
her.
To keep
so.
Them. Gotta keep it separated.
So if you guys want to hear that, let us know in the comment section when we post this on Instagram or show notes area.
Also, if you guys get this, listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, can you please let us know if like the new episodes are showing up? Because on my Apple Podcasts, it only shows up till episode 15 unless I click
more
see
episodes
all episodes.
See,
yeah,
it's super weird. I don't know what's going on.
I just
so
want to
you
know
guys, are having difficulty finding it just on your iTunes podcast, what is it called?
Apple Podcast.
Just make sure you click on more episodes and all episodes and it'll pop up.
Right. And I will say if you do subscribe to the podcast, it will automatically show up. So there's another way to find
there's
it.
There's another
easier.
Way to find it.
Anyways, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just
so
just want to get that out of there. Get that out there. Let us know.
All right, so Cassidy,
yes.
take on over. Tell
okay.
us about plants.
Well, we've got some tips. And really, you know what? I'm just going to preface this by saying I am a novice. I am not an expert at this plant game at all, but I have, you know.
She has a master's degree in horticulture.
Yes.
Indoor horticulture.
I'm a botanist. But, you know, over the past couple of years, I've like learned a couple tips and tricks for, especially if you're just starting out, because I used to kill every plant that I had and it would not survive. So if you are in a similar category as that, then this is for you, experts. You know, this is probably all things you've already heard before, but for those starting out.
And if you are an expert
yeah.
and you know more, leave some information in the comment section.
Yeah, and let the community, because that's helpful too, you know,
yeah.
for other people to hear. So
where are we going to kick off at?
Well, what I would say is to start small. Like, I love all these jungalow photos on Instagram and Pinterest where it's like, plants on plants on plants everywhere, in the bathtub, in the bed, everywhere. But you want to start small. So don't overwhelm yourself with a ton of plants, and don't overwhelm yourself with a ton of different kinds of plants. The key is to get the hang of like one type of plant first, or plants that act similarly, which we'll get into kind of like the actual species of plants. But so like maybe stick with like vining plants, which would be pothos and like philodendron, because they act similar, they have similar needs. It's just easier to keep all of your plants alive and thriving if they all are kind of needing the same things, and then you get used to that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So
can't add too much to it.
Yeah, just like try to get good at one. Don't get like a palm and a like
don't
fiddle
go
leaf
wild.
And a yeah like
sometimes
at first.
More isn't better.
Yeah, like you can get multiples of like a same type of plant or a similar type of plant, different species, or I don't know what that, you know, like a variation of it, but as long as they have the similar needs, they act the same, it's kind of easier to get the hang of things.
And I want to add too, it depends on your schedule too. So if you get plants that are easy to maintain, that work well with your schedule, that's a plus plus.
This is true. And that kind of leads me into my second tip, which is to consider your environment like the environment that your plant's actually going to live in. So say you like live in an apartment and you don't get a lot of natural light. So if that's the case for you, don't go for plants that need a lot of bright light. Like that's not, you're just setting yourself up for failure. So like, don't go for like these tropical plants. You know, read up on like what the plants you're looking at to get, what the needs are of like light, moisture, humidity, things like that. And if it doesn't fit with what your current circumstances are, like go a different route, because it's probably not going to be happy. You're not going to be happy with it because it's not going to be thriving and it's probably going to die. So choose a plant that will be low maintenance in your environment, especially if you're starting out.
That's a good point. So I have a question.
Okay.
What are some good plants to start off with?
Oh, way to intro so flawlessly into my next point, David Avalo. So some good beginner plants I would recommend. I already kind of said this before, but pothos, or they're also referred to as devil's ivy, like things in the Scindapsis family. They are like those pretty vining plants that can trail and go up walls and things like that. They can actually tolerate a various light conditions. So those are really good. And they're just so pretty. I love decorating with them. ZZ plants are another one. They're actually in the succulent family. So somebody once said, like, if you water them more often than you pay your rent, then you're watering them too much. So they are like super easy, like they'll even thrive if they're neglected. Like you can kind of just, like we have one right behind us right here. And they're really cool. They kind of, I don't know, they have a really cool, unique look to them.
They're pretty cool.
I like them. We've got like three of them and they've all survived. And they're all pretty neglected, but they like that.
What about some for those that, I
have some more. Oh. Like people don't need to just start out with pothos and ZZ plants, but also spider plants. Spider plants are good. We've had some in the bathroom. You have one right next to your bed right now. That's, I think, an oxygen-producing plant or yeah. Like a air
I think
air
I have three,
cleaning.
Right?
Yeah. No, snake plants. We have snake more. Plant. Those are like hard to kill. And that, again, it'll take bright indirect light and less water. Don't overwater a snake plant and you'll be golden. Another one is aloe vera. We have one of those in the kitchen.
That helps you sleep, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's like oxygen cleaning too. I also think palms are relatively easy. I have a pony palm and a Dracaena marginata and a Song of India. And all those take...
Those are some cool names.
I know. I really like them, you know, because they have a different look to them. They're not super high maintenance in my experience. They take, I think, bright indirect light pretty well. So, yeah, those are just some to start out with. And I would say when you go to the nursery or wherever you get your plants, don't repot them right away. Because if you think about it, your plants are coming from a nursery, which is like the ultimate condition for plants. And they like have the best moist, like the ideal humidity conditions, ideal soil, ideal temperature, everything like perfect. And then they come into your house and that's kind of a shock to them. So you kind of like, you want to keep them in as close to their normal environment they're used to.
You want to give them time to adapt to their new environment. That makes sense.
And I kind of wait until they start like pushing out, like get a little root bound, like not super root bound, but just like a little tight in there, and then I'll repot it, which usually takes months, or even I've had them in nursery pots for like a year and they've been fine. And my last tip before we get into your questions are, do not overwater your plants. The detriment to most plants, especially in the beginning of your plant journey, is being overwatered. You know, like, I get it. We're so eager to care for them that we kind of suffocate them. Like, literally, like, we overwater them, and that leads to suffocating the roots, since the roots are just sitting in water and they can't get oxygen to them. So what I would say is to let most plants dry out in between your waterings. And what you can do is to check, instead of just having a watering schedule, because each plant is different, so stick your finger down to the second knuckle in the soil, and if you feel that the soil is moist down there, I wouldn't water it yet. And like, granted, there are exceptions in different plants, but I'm just kind of putting it out there for these plants that we've talked about. That will give you a good indication whether you should water it or not. So I wait until it's pretty dry or bone dry, and then I'll water it thoroughly.
Okay. Quick. So we have a question from a reader. Okay. Not a reader.
Well, we sound so fancy.
We have a question from
Instagram.
Instagram. And you talked about indirect light. So the question is what is indirect light? Or what does that mean? Because it's confusing.
Yeah. I know. The person, when I put a poll or question box for you guys, you were like, indirect light is straight confusing. And I get it. It's like all this, and like south facing and north facing and like all this stuff. But indirect light is sunlight that doesn't shine onto a plant at full strength. So it's weakened by something coming in between the plant and the sunlight. So basically, indirect light means that the plant receives bright light, but the light doesn't fall, like the sunlight rays doesn't fall directly on the foliage. So there might be like distance in between the light source and the plant. And like, so I have plants in our windowsill in the kitchen and they get direct light. So further away from that, I consider indirect light. Again, I'm not an expert, but that's just kind of how I think of that in my head. Let me know if that's wrong or right for any of you experts out there, please.
The next question is probably from Instagram as well.
Yes.
What are some plants that can live in water?
I mean, there's like probably a whole array of plants that are just specifically live in water. But what I would say to that is that you can technically propagate a lot of plants and let them live in water. Like, propagating is when you take a clipping between nodes of a plant and just put it in water, and then roots come out there. So I have two rubber trees that are growing just in water, and they're kicking out new growth. You can technically keep propagated things in water for, I guess, as long as you want. There's people I've seen that have like plants in fish bowls, and they're just like, it's like a whole plant and they just have roots in the water. So you can definitely keep plants alive in water. I would just maybe research. Like, I know personally from my experience, I've done that with a rubber tree, pothos plants. I think philodendrons do that. And even like if you take an avocado pit and you do it right, you can have an avocado, little avocado, baby avocado tree in water.
Which take years to turn into a tree.
I know. But like it's a cute windowsill plant, yeah, you know. Is. And you don't have to go out and buy, well, you buy an avocado, but like you eat the avocado.
So what would be, if there's a listener right now, what would be the one plant that you recommend that they begin with? Not a handful like you went through, but just one plant that will fulfill that need of look, size, maybe medium size or small, whatever. Maybe it hangs a little bit. It stands tall. Something that will just fill kind of every check mark, every check box.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, there's two that I think of.
One,
I would say, just because it's... Okay, this is what I would go with. I would say a pothos plant, or pothos, however you say it. Because, okay, so that was like the first one I said on this list. And it's a vining plant, so it can trail down, or you can make it go up, you know, like a windowsill or around a bookshelf, and you can train it. So it can look different ways depending on how long it gets and the way, whatever you manipulate it to do. And, or you could give it height and put it on like a cool stand. So make it look taller and then have it kind of vine down and drape down. Like it seems like it's taller than it is. And it propagates really well. So you could technically have multiple plants from one.
Whoa.
So that's why I would suggest baby a pothos. And it's low maintenance.
Okay, so now if someone doesn't want a vining tree or a vining plant,
what would I say instead?
What would you recommend instead?
I would recommend a ZZ plant. I know everybody's like snake plants. Snake plants are cool too, and I like how they just stand up straight. But ZZ plants, they just like each one is so different. They go in different directions. They have slightly different like leaf sizes. I don't know. I just think they're really cool. They kind of remind me of like a prehistoric plant. And they have, they can get really tall. They can get tall and wide. So they have height to it.
So these are just questions I'm coming up with at the top of my head. But I know. So what?
You're such a good interviewer.
What other plants besides the ones you've mentioned that I've only seen have green color? Is there any other plants that are indoor plants that have a little bit of a different color? Something more vibrant?
Yeah.
Did I stump you?
I mean, I can think of them in my head, but I don't know what they're called. So, well, our Dracaena marginata magenta has some like magenta stripes in it. And so, and then there's like variegated plants, which have, they can be variegated with like pink. So they'll be pink and green or like white and green. Mm. Then there's like some, I don't know if it's like a pink queen or a pink princess. There's like ones that are like pink, like straight up like pink. I will say, though, that the more color that is not green that you have in a plant, you need to have more close to a light source, because with less green, it produces, it needs more sunlight to produce chlorophyll.
These are the questions.
Yeah.
These are the questions. And then another question is, what do plants mean to you?
What do they mean to me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love plants. Like, they are my little plant babies. Like, I don't know. I think they bring a lot of life into a space. And
do you feel like they're almost therapeutic?
Yeah. Oh, I think like caring for them is very therapeutic, actually. Okay. Like, I really look for it. Like, sometimes I check multiple times a week with my finger in the dirt that I just like gave the tip earlier, because I like want to like water them, because I want to touch them. I just want to like put my hands in the dirt. And
so it seems like plants don't just make a room feel more vibrant. It kind of makes you feel a little more vibrant as
makes
well.
Makes me feel more alive.
So if you can just go wild, how many plants would you have?
I would have a lot. Is she licking herself? Yeah. Sorry, we have our dog in our room and I'm hearing like on the headset.
She's licking herself.
I don't know. I have like a huge list on my phone and my notes app of all the plants that I want to get. I want to get more like tree-like plants. Mm. I want to get like an Ficus Audrey. I want to get like a really nice, thick, like a couple stems and tall rubber tree, like the variegated red, the variegated pink and like beige one. I don't know. I want a lot more hanging plants. Like, we're gonna do hanging plants in this office, which I'm excited about. I would do plants galore.
So do succulents do well inside?
So I feel like I can't speak on succulents, because that is the plant that I always kill for some reason. That's supposed to be like
the, she's murdered a few,
foolproof plant, but it's not for me. The only one I keep alive, and then I successfully, and again, that's like going back to the first step, like I stick with this because I know I can care for it, is the ZZ plant, because that is in the succulent family.
Okay. And the last question is, what are those plants called that like we cut them like over 6 months ago? And
no, this was like last year.
And it's like,
it's because I dried it.
That's okay, so why. What is it called?
It's pampas grass.
Pampas grass.
Yeah, we go and forage it. And I drag David anytime we're in like, Half Moon Bay has a lot of them.
Yeah. They're like these wild. Like, they almost look like a little foxtail almost.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they're really on trend right now. But I like them because they give height, because I keep them in this big vase. And they're beige, so it's not like bringing color, but it's bringing texture into a room. And it's
just every like, time I brush against it, it's like all over me.
Well, it would be worse if I didn't dry it and I didn't spray it with water. hairspray. Yeah, so that kind of keeps it at bay, the little like things that come off of it.
Okay, all right.
So that's a tip for you guys, if you want to style all the questions your house I up have. With pampas grass. That's hang it upside down, dry it, and hairspray it. Thank you. You are such a good interviewer. We should really do interviews this year.
Yeah, I think we should. All right. Thank you guys.
Newscaster David.
For listening. Let us know if you have any other tips about the plants you're growing. What do you like? What do you do? And if you're an expert, please leave some more advice in the comments below.
Yes.
And if you guys are interested in hearing about growing your own food, that's something I really enjoy doing. I have tons of citrus trees, vegetables,
herbs.
So if you guys want to hear about that, let us know.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll see you guys
in the next one.